What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
They have a hosting company, a designer, and a WordPress developer they're working with. And 9 times out of 10, they've had something that's needed to have been done and they can't get in touch with one of those people. This has gone on for a couple of weeks and they just need something fixed on the website. So the biggest thing that we're doing is that entire headache is taken off their plate.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. We have a Wild Card Wednesday with us, and we are super excited to bring him on as a guest. His name is Dylan Bost. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Brianna?
Doing amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Excellent.
All right. So usually our very first question is for us to get to know the guest. So who is the guest? And for you, is who is Dylan?
Who is Dylan? Oh, man. You know, I think that I'm an architect at heart. I actually went to school for architecture, but I ride the middle of the line between kind of creative and analytical. That's taken me into branding and marketing, into application systems and web design. And where I've ended up today is I own a business, and we have a full service kind of white glove concierge business for WordPress websites. But I've also started writing a book about 5 months ago. And so that's becoming kind of a new simultaneous chapter. I think that I will obviously continue running my business with some goals of selling it in the next 5 years. But I have really been focused too on the book is actually helping me to uncover a lot of things that I've learned about business and relate that to personal side of life as well as business and kind of a core belief I have is, and you'll find this as we kind of get through with some of your questions, I think that, you know, this separation of what is our business life and personal life, I think is just not the correct thing. We've got to really learn how to integrate those two to be in full alignment. You know, that for me was a big lesson in the past decade, was designing a business that was in true alignment with who I am.
Okay, you said a mouthful, so I know today is going to be a great conversation, but I do want to start from the beginning because you mentioned something about, you know, going to school for something and now you're doing something else. And that's my background as well. I went to school for business and now I'm doing media. Nothing correlates, right? Yeah. So I want to know a little bit about your transition on how that happened from what you went to school for versus where you are today.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting to me. I've got 3 kids and I talk to them a lot. In fact, I was just talking with one last night and I said, you know, here's the thing. I'm 55 now. You're going to live, you know, 5 to 6 work lifetimes, in my opinion. And so being okay with that. Now, it doesn't, I mean, yeah, you can get a job and work 40 or 50 years in the same thing. That's not for me. But, you know, and then two, when we reflect on that, I think some people kind of out of the gate, they're young, they want to be X. I thought that's what I was, but it's not like I was rooted in this is what I want to be forever. And so I had this willingness to kind of shift and change. And, you know, I went to school, I actually have a master's degree in architecture. So on one hand, I could have easily said, oh, I owe it to myself to just gut this thing out and just be an architect. But it wasn't in my heart. I learned really in school that you know, what I really saw as this beautiful, and it is a wonderful profession, there's no doubt, but very few people do the really fun, cool stuff, right? Very few architects do the design work. And in reality, I didn't think I was good enough to be one of those people. And so I looked at the other available options and they weren't that attractive. And so, but what I did is kind of what led me to what I do today is really I was really good in technology. So even in architecture school, and this was the late 1990s and early 2000s, I gravitated to computers. And so computer aided design, 3D modeling was really ahead of the game, you know, where everyone else was. And I did a lot of manual drafting and everything else, but where everyone was doing that, I was computer modeling. That took me into Walt Disney Imagineering, which was really a mind-blowing experience, because in that world, I got exposure to everything Imagineering, which is just a beautiful world. And that really opened my mind right off the bat to, okay, I can pivot. So, you know, my foundation is architecture, but I'm using that skill set to do essentially marketing was what I was doing. I mean, it was marketing through 3D modeling. We were helping the departments and really the entire company understand three-dimensionally what was going on in a specific property with a specific building. And as you can kind of see, then, you know, so I started marketing, and then that took me directly into really marketing, branding, and advertising. And, you know, I think just overall my willingness to want to adapt and to kind of have fun every single day, that's what has really led me along that whole process into what I do today.
Very nice. So the biggest thing that I heard from that is that you still design. You know, even though it's from architect now to marketing, you still have that foundation of designing. And I want to ask you, with that being stated, throughout your journey, do you still use some of those things from like past experiences to where you are today?
Oh, 100%. I mean, in fact, a lot of the metaphors I use in business are from architecture. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the most beautiful things. One of the things, I had a really great structures teacher, Wayne Place. And, you know, he taught us that, you know, the connections are where the magic happens. So, and I always tell people this, because when you go into a building, you go into some big building, look at how the materials are connected. Because that's real, you know, it's easy to do a flat wall, right? Or it's easy to do a glazing of window or the roof structure. But when you see how these two things interface, that's where all this magic happens, and where the, not just the engineering, the design. And so I've taken that aspect of architecture and design into everything else. So where the business connects, right? Where this website connects to that thing, or where, how sales connects to marketing, or how customer service connects to the customer. It's really important that you look at those connections and you make the best use of them to create the most value.
Very nice. So now I want to ask you, when it comes to your consultations and you figuring out these businesses, let's talk about maybe your first few clients. What did that look like then versus where you are today? And really understanding their needs and how you mentioned how everything correlates to make sure that they get the right attention, they get the right target audience to see them in their services.
Yeah. So maybe there's a couple questions in there. I think, you know, when I first started the business, I mean, you just get what you get, right? You reach out to, you know, it's like just beyond friends and family. And that's what we did. So most of my experience was in architecture. So we hosted websites and did a lot of branding and advertising for architects and for engineers, and then out to real estate agents. Yeah. So use the people you know, ask the people you know, ask the people that you've done good work for to recommend you, you know, asking our customers both for business and to inform us about our business are some of the most important things I can stress to people. You know, don't try to grit it out yourself. I mean, ask people what they want from you. Ask your customers, what do you wish I would do better? And then modify your services. But today, you know, we look all over the place, right? I mean, it's for us, it's an interesting challenge because our market is actually humongous. So WordPress runs about 45% of the internet. It's huge. It's about 100 million websites. So when people ask us who our target customer is, well, I mean, it might be an architect. It might be a yoga studio. It might be a multinational company that has manufacturing for surfaces. I mean, the common denominator is they've got a WordPress website and they recognize that, or it might be e-commerce website, right? But the common denominator is that they recognize the need to have someone focused on making the website run, not necessarily the content and things like that. They have that internally. So for us, the challenge is, well, when you have an audience or a prospect audience is so large, you know, you've got to find opportunities to speak, you know, instead of the top of the funnel up there to the bottom. We've got to find opportunities to connect with what does an architectural office need that's different from a dentist or a yoga studio. And so we spend a lot of time trying to craft messaging that specifically targets and communicates well with actual businesses instead of just saying, hey, this is a great place to host a website, right? It's, hey, this is what we can do for your business. This is how we can help you succeed. And I think that message works really well.
Lovely. So the business is called Sunny HQ, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So I want to know, when it comes to the business itself, you get your clients, they come in, they ask these questions, and you say, hey, this is what we can do for your business. There are a lot of solopreneurs that just feel like, I can do this myself. I can create my own website. And then at this point, now they're having trouble because everything's not connecting, right? And so when it comes to helping burnout fires, what do you do to support that so the client can know, like, okay, this was actually easy. I didn't realize that me actually getting the support I needed could help me scale and get to the next level.
Sure. That's actually a big piece of what we do. We help to educate all of our customers on, it's really simple for us. And you're right. You absolutely can build a website and you can host the website on your own. The challenge is, and what I ask, whether they are people I'm just talking to or people that come directly to us, is I say, ask yourself, how much time did you spend on your website a month in the last 3 months? And then they'll probably answer the question, oh, just a couple hours. And I say, okay, really think about it. I don't just mean how many times you got into the website and you added content, but how many issues did you have with the plugin, with your forms? And I start to name some things. They start to think about it. And they're like, and then they realize, like, oh yeah, I mean, there was that problem last month or 2 months ago. I spent 10 hours. I was pulling my hair out. And so when they get to that point, they're like, they start to understand that typically what we find with most businesses, doesn't matter how big it is, unless they're running large e-commerce websites, they're spending between 5 and 10 hours a month in making their website run. And it's all like kind of invisible time because it's 30 minutes here, it's a couple hours there. And once they get done with that time, they're on to something else, so they don't remember. But once they start to understand that, then I ask them a simple question. It's like, how much is your time worth? What if you had that 10 hours to spend on your business? And it's a really easy thing. It's like, well, my time's worth $100 an hour, or $200 an hour. That adds up really quickly. Our services range from $129 up to, I mean, for large sites, $600-$700 a month. Most businesses that we're talking about are coming into us for $100 to $200 a month. So if you look at that, it's a very obvious savings of, and then what we do is we take one, I mean, it's interesting. Our customers weigh the time far beyond their actual hours involved because they look at, not only did I spend 5 hours last week just trying to, you know, fix this situation that I had no business trying to fix, but the amount of frustration it caused me was worth 20 hours. And so all of a sudden that's gone completely because we're managing the updates, the plugins, all the conflicts. If there's an error, we fix it. And most of our customers don't even know the error ever existed. So it's really kind of life-changing. It's like one day they're spending all this time just pulling their hair out, making the website work. And then the next week or the next month, right, they're focused 100% on their business. So it's a real sea change.
Very nice. And so for all the business owners that are listening right now, what are three essentials that you would say they would need to have on their websites?
Well, definitely an aligned message with, you know, with the service that they offer. You know, we want really who are you? What service do you offer and how to get in touch? I mean, those are at least those three things. You know, there's more, but you've got to have at least those three things in order for it to be effective.
What are the most problems you see that you help your clients with?
The biggest problem that I think we help them with is essentially just taking the load of the website off their plate. Our customers come to us every day and they're every form of, they're either hosting with a really great hosting company, but then they have, because most hosting companies don't do the support that we do. They don't take care of plugins. They, you know, they're very basic, even though it's a fast platform, they don't do those things. So typically their environment looks like they have a hosting company and then they have a designer they're working with, and then they have a WordPress developer they're working with. And nine times out of 10, they've had something that's needed to have been done and they can't get in touch with one of those people, or this person says that it's that person's issue. At the end of the day, they've, you know, this has gone on for a couple of weeks and they just need something fixed on the website. So the biggest thing that we're doing is that entire headache is taken off their plate. Beyond that, we're helping them make more use of their website. So we're making regular suggestions on, you know, for instance, right now, a lot of work that we do is with landing pages, helping customers understand what landing pages are for. AI, of course, is a big topic today, and generative engine optimization is hugely important. So what does that mean? That means just making your website more receptive to things like ChatGPT and Gemini, so that when people use those devices, your search will show up. And so we're helping them at least understand the landscape of that. So we do kind of a lot of consulting that just is very also atypical for the market.
You know what's crazy? Because I was going to bring up AI, so this is a really good segue. Somebody reached out to me about my coaching services and said they found out about me through ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And so it's so crazy you mentioned that. So I do want to tap into that a little bit more before we end the conversation. Is how do you feel about that? And how is it actually working for business owners versus against us? Because a lot of times people are kind of scared, like, should I do it? Should I not do it?
Yeah.
But I am a testimony. Depending on the SEO keywords you use, you will come up in the results for people to start reaching out to you.
Yeah, it's super. I can't stress this enough. There's a lot of, I think there's a lot of good and the bad to AI in the marketplace. But I think that if you're not focused on this, you're missing a big opportunity. I think that where we are right now, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what the real timing. I'm going to assume we have at least a year. Anyone that takes advantage of this now has got a good year head start on everyone else. I think that if you don't do it ever, then you're not only missing an opportunity, you're going to fall way behind. So as, and I think everyone's seen this, as search engines transition more and it's, and as the usage of ChatGPT is just exponentially rising, more and more people are using those devices to search. The advantage is multifold. To the person searching, they're four times more likely to buy from the results that they get than they are from normal search engine optimization or from normal search results. The reason is obvious, right? For anyone that's used it, you believe it, right? You know that it, because you've done it. I've done this myself, right? So I'm searching for, let's say, a light for photography equipment. So I can either go spend probably 2 hours like searching through, reading testimonials, reading customer reviews, going to every product page, or I know I can do the same thing in ChatGPT and see the results in about 8 seconds, right? And I can compare them and say, man, this is even better, and you can tell. So the importance is we know that's working, and the statistics are showing us that because ChatGPT and other large language models understand the user and what the user is asking. So for instance, if someone is searching, let's say a dentist is out there searching for WordPress hosting, that ChatGPT knows who they are and they already know about their business. So then if I optimize my site, and what that means is if I write specific content, so it's a little bit, it's definitely, it's search engine optimization, but it's more. So it's utilizing keywords, revising content. It's actually adding some schema. So adding things like frequently asked questions, testimonials that are specific to that service. So picture this. Instead of a single page where I'm promoting how great WordPress, our WordPress management and hosting is, I have a new landing page that actually, let's say it's focused on yoga studios. It's like why WordPress for yoga studios is the best, right? And then every section, it's kind of the same content, but it's tailored to yoga studios. So yoga studios may have specific needs for events and classes and signup forms. And so you just, you're mentioning, you're tailoring the content specific for that. Then there's frequently asked questions at the bottom that again, isn't generic. It's tailored to yoga studios. And you kind of get the idea here. So naturally, if someone running a yoga studio is doing a search, they're going to probably type best WordPress or let's say best website hosting for yoga studios, because that's specific to them. If you're out there and you have optimized content for that, you're going to show up. I can attest to that because we've seen it. We've been writing this content, and to your point, it's been like magic. Instead of waiting 4, 5, 6 months to see, here's a search engine optimized page, maybe it'll work, right? We have this crossing our fingers. We've seen it in a week. We've literally seen not just the traffic, but a sale come directly from that strategy. So it's blown me away. And I'm talking a lot about this to our customers right now, because now granted, it takes some, you know, you've got some skin in the game because you got to get in there and modify content, create content, but I can't tell you how much it's worth it. It is absolutely incredible.
I love it so much. Okay. Well, Mr. Dillon, you gave us a lot of gems and I really do appreciate it. Can you tell everyone how to get in contact with you? Website, consultation, social media, all the above.
Yeah, absolutely. SunnyHQ.io is our website, and SunnyHQ.io/podcast. If anybody is interested in a free download, it gives you some simple tips on how you can kind of walk through your website and evaluate how much it's doing for you. And we've got a speed test in there. So really some fantastic free tools just for you, you know, to kind of go through your own website. And then if you want more information on me, you can just go to DillonClaytonBost.com.
I love it. So it's so funny. I was looking at different content that I could share with other people. So this is perfect. I'm going to share. Please. I'm going to share this. Well, of course, you know, we're going to have it on the newsletter and things of that nature, but I definitely want to share this on like LinkedIn and everywhere, because I think everybody needs some type of support, especially when it comes to the website, because before they meet you, they're going to see what your internet blueprint looks like.
Absolutely.
I will definitely make sure to share this with the people. And do you have any last words, anything you feel like I forgot or anything that you want to mention? Also about your book that's coming up.
Yeah, I started about 5 months ago. I'm writing a book called The Seven Mirrors, A Guide to Remembering Ourselves. So, you know, it's hopefully everything will go well and we'll look at publishing in the spring or early summer. The nutshell is it's a system. It's somewhat a memoir, but mostly it's a story of basically how I've gotten to where I am today and all of the tools that I've used and the teachers and mentors that I've had, the things that I've learned from them. And I use a metaphor of mirrors to help us weave through that process. So the idea is that, for instance, the first mirror is the storyteller, as an example. And the idea is you are not your story, you are a storyteller. So not resting on essentially we're different every single day, right? And so not thinking about not continuing to tell those old stories, especially when they're negative about things and failures we've had, but simply learning from them and moving and recognizing that we can write a new story ahead of us. So it's a personal discovery journey, and I hope that it will help a lot of people out there.
I'm sure it will. And I just love all the things that you said today. So very much so. Thank you. If you guys are listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, Dillon has given you all the information. Make sure you tap in and we will see you guys next time on What's Good Podcast. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.